correspondent Vicky Barker. Vicky, good morning.
Good morning, Brian. Good morning, Mary.
Just tell us, what is the latest there? We're heard. I mean, is it four more of the team members?
Well,
out now?
What we're hearing is that yes, since this morning, since the dawn hours, we're hearing that four more boys have reportedly been pulled by divers from that Thai cave. I mean, an extraordinary, extraordinary breakthrough, and it really does seem as if this rescue operation has really, gone into overdrive.
And so we had heard initially that they might bring that up to six today. Are we still expecting two more at this point?
Well, the local governor is saying that he's expecting more good news within hours. Now, he said that before we got word that the most recent two boys had been pulled out. What we were told early on was that, four boys were rescued yesterday. We were told in the early hours that a fifth boy had been pulled out, and there were some reports that the sixth was reaching the final chamber three of this cave, which is the point where actually they can actually start walking again and not use breathing apparatus. And just within the past few minutes, we've gotten confirmation that we've had eight boys now, so four rescued today, four yesterday. Of course, that still means four boys and apparently their soccer coach still trapped 2.5 miles inside this flooded cave.
Are they okay? I mean, do we know the ones who have been pulled out are actually okay?
We really don't know. We haven't had any official briefings. All the boys have been carried out on stretchers, which wouldn't be surprising. They're in a weakened condition. They disappeared 2 weeks ago. They've been in the cold and the wet and the dark. The last few days since their rescue, they were being given protein compounds to try to build up their strength a little bit. The four who were rescued yesterday are apparently in good health in the hospital, but have not been able to be hugged by their parents because they're being basically, kept isolated for fear of infection. That's the latest that we have.
Vicky Barker, CBS foreign correspondent in London. Thanks so much for the update.
Thank you.